Okay, our friends. So we are doing, we've done a lot of stories about pets recently, right? Well, we've done a lot of animal stories. So let's just keep doing them. They're fun and we love them. And so we will. Today's story is called I Want a Dog. It was written by John Agee, and I will, of course, put this on my Instagram so you can see the picture as we go. And of course, I will post it on my a link through my Amazon affiliates page. So if you would like to purchase this book, which we recommend you do, because it's amazing, you'll want a copy of this, you can get it there. So today's story, I Want a Dog, is read by Mommy and...
Oh, yeah. You missed me.
Spyro. Right? This wild-looking dragon just flew in and flopped down. I think you're Spyro, right? Yeah. All right, well, Mommy and Spyro, here we go. Okay, so in the picture, we can see a little girl has walked into an animal shelter, and there's a man who is working at the animal shelter. And he says, "Welcome to Happydale Animal Shelter. Are you looking for a porcupine? A weasel? I've got an adorable armadillo."
"No, thank you. I want a dog,"
she says. "A dog is an excellent choice. A dog makes an excellent pet. But wouldn't you prefer this awesome anteater?"
"No,"
she says, although the anteater is very big. "How about this baby baboon? It doesn't go woof, but it chases a ball just like a dog." And there is the baby baboon. "Oh,
I don't want a baby baboon,"
she says. And I can't blame her. I don't like monkeys either. "How about this python? It doesn't have legs, but it slithers over when you call it. And it's huge, too. It's wrapped around the man's head. I'm a little bit concerned for his safety."
"I don't want a python,"
she says. She's got a frown on her face. I don't blame her either. Pythons are pretty scary. "How about this frog? It can hide a bone and it barks at passing cars just like a dog."
"That's not true. Frogs don't bark or hide bones. And besides, I want a dog."
"I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen a frog hide a bone or bark. Now, I've heard them ribbit." "Look what I found, a goldfish. It wags its tail, it knows how to play dead, just like a dog."
"Mister, that goldfish is not playing dead."
"Uh-oh, it might be actually dead. I don't know if this animal shelter is where she wants to get a pet from."
"I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring you a dead goldfish."
"That's okay. I don't want a goldfish. I want a dog."
"Very well. Wait right here. I'll get the dog." "So, here is the dog."
"Mister, this is not a dog. This is a lizard dressed up as a dog."
"Yes, you're right. But you could train it to go woof."
"I don't want to train a lizard to go woof. I want a dog that goes woof."
She's right. The lizard looks really weird in the dog costume too, don't you think?
"Would you consider this albatross, this kangaroo, this darling wombat?"
"No, no, and no."
"Where do you suppose this animal shelter is? It's got to be in Australia because wombats And kangaroos are not native to the United States.
Of course they're not.
I don't think they're native to Skyland either.
Mm-mm. But you want to know what are? Sheep.
Sheep.
Hugo hates sheep.
He hasn't offered her any sheep.
Excuse me, mister. I just have one simple question. Do you even have a dog?
No, I don't.
Well then, I'm leaving right now.
Wait, before you go, would you please tell me what's so special about a dog?
Sure. A dog is loyal and loving and smart and cuddly and goofy and courageous, and it's the best friend you could ever have in the world.
She's right. Actually, I might have the perfect pet. It's not a dog, but it sounds exactly like what you've described.
No, stop. Please, don't bother.
This is Lucinda. She eats 20 pounds of fish every day and needs to swim in at least 3,000 cubic feet of salt water. So what do you think?
She's a seal.
He brought her a seal that's almost as big as she is. But do you want to know what's interesting?
What's so interesting about a seal?
A lot of people think that seals are kind of like aquatic dogs. Yeah.
I'll take her,
she says, and gives a great big hug to Lucinda. And you know what I think is amazing about that? Maybe if she has a house with a great big swimming pool that has at least 3,000 cubic feet of salt water in it, she might be very happy with Lucinda. Don't you think? So she walks out of the animal shelter, puts Lucinda in her little red wagon, and pulls her on. And then she says,
wow, who ever heard of an animal shelter that doesn't have a dog?
So true.
But that's okay, dogs are overrated,
she says. And we can see her in her swimming pool with her mom and dad and Lucinda. And it turns out that they're all going to be very happy together, aren't they? Yeah. Isn't that silly? It probably might be more challenging for them, I think, to try to feed that animal, because that's a lot of fish that they're going to need. But it could be done, couldn't it? Mm-hmm. And that, our friends, is...
the end.
The end.
Well, I gotta be going. Master Eon seems to be calling me. Okay, bye.
Bye, Spyro.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.